This week on The Bachelor, Claire and Dale get hot and heavy in a Romeo and Juliet scene from our high school fantasies. Yosef loses his mind over a classic game of naked dodgeball, and a minor sneakaway moment between Blake and Claire leads to major drama among the guys, plus a whole lot more. It all starts now on The Bachelor.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm coming to you live from my bathroom.
Honestly, the bathroom slays the house down because Miss Kay thought it was a good idea to move to Los Angeles. And they're doing construction in front of her house. So our only option was to lock her in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm locked in my bathroom. So I don't even know what else to say. It feels very weird sitting on a toilet looking at you in the eyes.
Oh, really? I'm like, I live for that. I love a bathroom. Bathroom, kitchen, favorite rooms of the house.
Favorite rooms of the house. But before we get started, we just want to make sure you guys are following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We are popping off on Twitter these days.
We are popping off, bitch. Okay. We live tweeted the episode last night. It was, if I say so myself, a beautiful team effort where we
Gorge.
Really slayed the house down. So yes, guys, make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram for that.
And then make sure you are rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you're listening, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, whatever. Make sure you guys are putting in those reviews because we want to know what you guys think, what we should talk about more, all that kind of stuff. 5 stars only, obviously. And we also have a Facebook group, Bachelor Nation, you can join. I'm so happy that I was able to watch it on East Coast Hours tonight.
Oh my God, me too. And that we were able to revive our group text. So our group text, if you're not familiar, guys, is me, Kay, and Dana, who writes the Bachelor Breakdown. So if you want insight into what's going on in that group text, make sure you go subscribe to the Bachelor Breakdown, which is at
betches.co/bachelorbreakdown.
Okay, honey. So make sure you do that. And while you're on the website, get some merch. We have a ton of Bachelor merch, t-shirts, jerseys, mugs, okay? You name it. We've got it. So go to shopbetches.com and you will see all of that amazing stuff.
Okay, should we like kind of dive into it? Because I feel like last night's episode was thrilling.
Listen, this is the best season of The Bachelor I've ever seen.
Ever.
I'm
the
like,
drama.
So happy that it's so good.
Me too, because I know we were both kind of, you know, on the fence about how we would like Claire, if we would like Claire, what's going to happen, is she going to be boring? Well, it's definitely not boring, and she's way different than I expected.
Oh, she's way different in many ways. Like, yes, I love that she's like a strong-ass bitch that knows what she wants, but calm down.
Yeah, I do feel like it's a little too much. I know we talked about this last week, how everything feels a little too aggressive. It's just way too much layering on top. It's coming off kind of bratty almost.
It was, especially like the whole conversation with Brandon. Like,
oh yeah,
that was a lot. He was saying something to be nice, obviously, but like, the way she acted was like he called her an ugly old bitch and that he wanted to like throw her in the trash.
Yeah. I mean, she said like, oh, well, you said you came on here for me. So like, why did you want to be on here for me? And he's like, what's he supposed to say? Like, not every guy is going to sit here and Google your life history. Like, you guys haven't even had a one-on-one conversation, which also sort of on his part, he, made that assumption a little bit later and said like, well, you know, I know we both feel it even when we're not like having that one-on-one time.
Yeah, that was a bad thing to say when he was like, I know you feel it too. And she was like, I don't.
And then she was like, you gotta go.
Also, he was so cute, but okay. I don't know. I think the whole thing feels very like she's trying to get them to leave on their own accord. Like, you know, when you are into someone and then you're not into them anymore. So you start acting cold and push them away until they like either break up with you or like are like, why are you so rude? And you're like, if you think I'm so rude, then you should go. That kind of thing. I know from personal experience, because so many people have done it to me. That's what I feel like Claire is doing to almost the entire cast.
Yeah, because she knows who she wants already and she doesn't want to have to like break anybody's heart. So she'd rather everybody leave on their own than have to do it herself.
Yes. And she, she brings up the Juan Pablo thing so often. And yes, you were powerful in that moment, blah, blah, blah. It was not like.
She just told a guy like, hey, this isn't like, I deserve better than this. Congrats. Like we all deserve better than that.
Yeah. I'm like, it was great, but we don't have to talk about it in every single episode. She brought like the dress she was wearing from then.
Why? I wonder if this was like a producer thing.
And she's like, the last time I was on The Bachelor, I was like, no, honey, the last time you were on the show, you got engaged.
You were engaged to Benoit, who was literally dying somewhere in France.
I think she was the bad guy in that situation.
In the Benoit situation?
Yeah. Also, I think he's Canadian, right? He was French-Canadian.
Oh, you're probably English. Right.
So I'm like, it's not that long distance. But also, I think she must have dumped him or something. Or like, he didn't do anything terrible to her. So they're like, let's not talk about him.
It's very weird that they don't bring it up at all.
At all. I think they don't want anyone to remember Winter Games. So that was weird for me. And then the whole beginning, the first date.
Oh, yeah. So let's just dive right into the beginning of the group date and start breaking that down. So the first group date, she wanted to go through and find out everybody's love languages, which, okay, like, I know that's a thing for some people. And like, I've definitely been asked that by a guy or had those conversations with a guy, but it's more in a relaxed term. Like, it's like, oh, what's your love language? And like, I just tell them mine, not like, let's have a whole experiential date based on these love languages.
Yeah, no, it's totally like, oh, my like love language is touch. It's like, that's why I'm touching your arm right now, you know?
Right.
Also, love languages kind of speak for themselves. That's why they're called languages. Right. So I don't know that it necessarily has to be so talked about. I thought the whole thing was weird with like putting her up on the weird Juliet balcony that was only like 2 feet up in the air. She's dressed like fucking Eliza Thornberry going from the RV to pick berries. It was just like a very bizarre scene.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like, tell me, like, give me compliments, bring me gifts, like, let's make out in public. Like, all this stuff was just way, way, way too much. And it seemed just, I know that we all want to feel those things and blah, 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 but we don't have to do so much. But at the same time, I'm trying to think, I'm like, I wonder if the reason why they keep having these strange dates, like the therapy date with Jason, is because they can't do anything else. Like, what else is there to do? There's no helicopters. There's no like skydiving. I understand
all of that, but like, there's other things that can be done. I feel like just go to dinner and have a conversation. Like, we don't need you to be writing letters to your younger self, which is very like been done on so many reality shows. That's like how they end a lot of reality shows. It's like, what would you say to your younger self? It's like, we all love a touching moment, but it's too soon for it.
Well, she also, I saw somebody tweet, it was really funny. I was looking over them this morning and somebody tweeted, I feel like Claire needed to go to therapy instead of on The Bachelorette. And I'm like, you know what? You're not wrong.
Yes. I get knowing what you want. That's what you're here for. But at the same time, if I was like online dating and someone was like, okay, so tell me about your biggest regrets. Why were you a terrible person in your past? Who do you hate? What was your childhood like? And I'd be like, Maybe we talk about like what kind of food we do, what our hobbies are.
Like, ask me my favorite color before my past
Yeah,
traumas.
like do not ask me my trauma until we've kissed.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Also, there was a, I saw her post a story. This is a few days ago. And she was like, I know a lot of you guys are asking why I wear a ring on my, like my wedding finger. And she goes, and it's because I'm committed to myself first. And I love myself first. And I'm like,
and I kept the ring Benoit gave me.
It's like, okay, I
get that. I also feel like her and Dale maybe are not still together.
I wonder.
It just doesn't seem to me like it's going to, it's too hot, too heavy, too quickly.
Yeah, I don't know how this is working out or what is going on, but I did reach out to Dale via DM. And I was like, hey, rooting for you. Would love to get you on the podcast at some point. And he was like, yes. And this is all over. Circle back. Would love to do it. So we got to get Dale on the podcast because I want to know what is what.
The tea on that.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Yeah, it's all of it. And then the touching. So they, after they did that challenge with the Romeo and Juliet thing, that was the same challenge as the love language, right?
Yeah, it was all one thing. So that was the Romeo and Juliet was words of affirmation. Then they had to go get gifts where they all had to like run back to their rooms and get gifts for her that they brought. Like one guy brought like, Dale brought this dog perfume.
I would be like, here's a loose pill. I don't know what it is.
But we should try it.
I promise you that. It wouldn't be in my room if it wasn't a gift. Yeah, that's all so bizarre. And then the touch love language shit was like too
weird,
much
because nobody needs to, like, I do not need to watch you guys live out this weird touching fantasy in front of me. And then the guys all felt uncomfortable too. Like, I don't like listening to people kiss on reality TV because all like the smacking and like the microphones
and smell
are so
and like the moan. There's nothing that makes me less horny than the sound of two people making out. One of them's like, I'm like, you sound like a dog that's annoyed that they're being pushed off the couch. I hate it. Do you know what I mean? And then she was hugging, I think, the one who like was all bent out of shape. Whatever. She was hugging one of them and she definitely thought it was Dale, but it wasn't. And she's like, I know who this is. I know who this is. And then she's like, then when she actually hugs Dale, she's like, wait, now I'm confused. Ha ha.
I this totally is so know. Awkward.
I loved how every one of them. She's like, I like guys, smell is like my biggest thing. I can like totally tell someone from smell. It's like a thing. And I'm like, then why aren't you guessing who anyone is? You're not
but
saying
no.
You don't know.
I mean, to be honest, I totally am a smell kind of girl. Like but I think everybody is when you find that
person. I'm a smell
person
too, but I can't tell a bunch of strangers apart from each other.
No.
Like a smell will be nostalgic for me, you know, like I'll smell a perfume. I'm like, there's this one perfume that smells so much like my college roommate. And every time I smell it, I think of her. Like, no matter what, it's things like that. Yes, smell. I've also started wearing a lot of perfume because I want to be someone that always smells good.
Oh, I love, like, I will not leave the house without perfume on. I don't care if I'm in sweatpants. I don't care if I'm going to the gym. I'm not going to the gym, but I will have perfume on always.
See, I always would do it in, if I'm in drag, I'll always put perfume on because I'm like, you gotta give that those final touches. But now I'm just doing it all the time. I don't care.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so they get to the cocktail party or whatever the end of that date was. And the conversation is awkward. It's not going anywhere. And she was like, okay, well, and no guy, like not one guy, because usually it's like right off the bat, whether it's the guy or the girl, it's like, okay, can I steal you for a minute? And like, it happens immediately, you know? And nobody was jumping up and she was like, so does anybody want to like hang out? And they're all like, and then Bennett. And
the one guy that's like,
Bennett,
I'll steal you. And she's like, no, not you. You're not good enough. You fucking fugly piece of shit. We're going back.
I know. And poor Bennett, she couldn't think about anything else except for the fact that not every guy flew out of their seats to want to come talk to her. But at the same time, they all just made out with her in public. They all just like spent, like gave every bit of masculine emotion they could have to her that day. They wrote her like publicly professed their love to her. They brought her gifts from their like important things from their childhood. They also made out with her. Like they're emotionally done for the day.
Totally. And also they don't know how to do this. They've never done this before.
A lot That's of them probably have never felt. Watched like, the show.
There's 1,000 producers around. They don't know that they're like allowed to be like, okay, let's go somewhere else, you know, is how I felt. And also they're all nervous. Everyone's been in quarantine for 8 months. Like no one remembers how to have group conversations. Also, if they talk about how hard quarantine has been one more time, I'm going to lose my mind. Because I'm like, you know what's hard also is still being in it while you're all here making out with each other.
Like all of us have done it.
Everyone listening right now has done it. Everyone watching last night has done it and are still. So.
But they're acting like it's harder for them and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, actually, it's equal hard for all of us. Maybe even less hard for you guys because now you're running free in Palm Springs.
So she goes back and yells at all of them. And then all of them insist on making like these very dramatic apologies.
Oh, yeah. Yosef was like, well, I feel like I can speak for the group. And Riley's like, you're not speaking for me. Not like Joseph was saying anything out of line. Yosef, like, but I mean, he did say, if you think we're not here for you, you're crazy. Okay. I feel like we could have taken a different approach.
Listen, I'm not going to stand for Yosef because I'm pretty sure he ends up being a scumbag in the next episode.
Yeah, I think he's the one that's...
Mm-hmm. Totally. But I do understand that that is like a turn of phrase to say that to someone. And I get that. That's like something
you're crazy
that,
to think that I'm not here, like saying something like that. I know he doesn't.
Yeah, like
not
you're
actually
crazy if you
crazy.
Think I don't love you, you know, but I do also get that it's dangerous territory to even like phrase things like that. But I felt for that moment because I'm like, he didn't mean it.
No, way. I don't think he meant it like that.
Next week he will, but oh, yeah. This week he did not.
Next week he will. He meant everything he said about the dodgeball stuff, which we'll get to later. But yeah, so but then you know Dale was like, we can fight about this later, anyways, and shut right up.
She was like,
okay, Dad.
No, that's like 100% what happened. It was very interesting to watch because who holds the power here? Claire is like this bouty bitch when she's with everybody else, but then the second Dale steps in, she's happy to take a backseat. Which I totally understand.
Both of us are like, yeah.
Listen, I can't be in charge everywhere.
No.
I don't know. I thought that was quite interesting and very telling of, I think, what we all know the future is. So, yeah, I mean, her and Dale go and, like, have their conversation, and it's very... High school, I felt like, but not high school, but it's very like, oh my God. So life was really hard for me because I like really loved the color green. And then it would be you being like, oh my God. I love the color green. We're the same person.
We're the same person. And then, which we also thought, like, I thought Dale was going to get, he also thought he was going to get the date rose again, but it ends up going to Riley, which they had like a really cute moment and I didn't think they were going to. She and him, they walked over and they were having their conversation, but the chemistry like between them was really weird. He was sitting kind of far away from her. There was no like, it wasn't like they were talking like intimately on a date. It was like they were players on a sports team, like sitting on the bench. Like that's what it felt like.
Well, that's just how I feel like she is with everyone else because we know what's coming. So even like, I feel like they let us know way too much too soon. I wish we didn't know that she left and all of this. Can you imagine the gag of all of it if we didn't already know what was happening?
Yeah.
Because every guy she talks to, I'm like barely paying attention because it doesn't matter.
But they end up doing like a little prom kind of moment where they're dancing.
Which when she said she never went to prom, give me a break.
Yeah.
Also, when she's like, I know that I'm not the skinniest girl in every room. And I'm like, oh, is it hard for you?
Yeah, she's like, I'm not the skinniest. I'm not the prettiest. And then the best part was the guy that she was with doesn't say like, yes, you are. He's like, that's okay. It's good to know that.
That's true, but
it's good to know.
Self-awareness is important.
But I was losing it. I was like, you're supposed to tell her.
But also, she's a beautiful twig.
Gorgeous. Are you kidding?
And that's why I'm like, no, honey, you don't get to complain about everything under the sun. I don't know. I like her as Bachelorette, but I have words.
Yeah,
to improve.
I mean, we can't be saying that until you're sitting in your bathroom recording a podcast on sitting on the toilet. You're fine.
Yeah. So then they go on the second group date, right? Or was it the one-on-one?
Well, Jason gets the first one-on-one, and which was really interesting because I was not expecting Jason to get the one-on-one. I thought Blake was going to get it.
I'm surprised. Also thought that, and I think he thought that as well.
Oh, yeah, because I think he was sitting right next to Jason when it was announced or something.
Yeah.
And Blake's face was like, what the fuck? And he's drama.
Jason's cute, but so they have to, like, write a letter to their younger selves to read around the campfire. And Jason says, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Huh?
What?
How is that the hardest thing you've ever done?
Like,
it couldn't have been.
If someone told me I had to do that right now, it would not even be in the top 10 hardest things I've done today. Like, that's not a hard thing to do.
No.
I've been asked that question on like 45 different podcasts I've done.
Yeah, like what would you say to you? What's some advice you'd give to your younger self? It'd be like start working out before you hit 30. I don't know. Yeah. Like I just
So I thought he was gonna have some like insane trauma that we weren't aware of. So I'm like waiting for, you know, the ghastly fire that ruined his whole life or
anything.
You know, something really terrible, falling from a plane, maybe getting hit by another plane as that happened. Like, I'm like, this must be an awful memory for him. But it seems as though the trauma was that his parents didn't always get along. Mm. Still married today, 35 years.
And then he's like, I don't think they should be together, but.
He's like, well, he goes, I don't think that they should have been together the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, everyone's parents fucking fought in high school and college and shit. Like, my parents obviously fought in high school and college. They're raising kids and put like.
Huh? Yeah, like that happens. Obviously, we don't know the deep details, but from what you're saying, it also feels like he like kind of wished his parents would have gotten divorced so we would have a better story.
Yeah, totally. That's exactly how I felt too. I'm like, this is somebody that didn't really have a lot of trauma and they're trying to dig up trauma.
Any type of, like, they're still together 35 years, but I just don't
so
think
so happy now. I mean, lovely people. You know, she's a school nurse. He's a doctor. It's the never cheated on one another. It's amazing.
But then they got to throw their stuff. They wrote their stuff down and they threw them against the rocks.
Yeah, they smashed glass against the rocks on the beach, mind you.
Huh? It's like, don't. Also, wait, what beach?
Yeah, right? They're in Palm Springs.
We're in Palm Springs.
Well, I guess they never show water, right?
No.
I think, like, it was just a campfire.
In the middle of the desert. Like, there's no beach.
That just dawned on me. I'm like, wait, they weren't at the beach? Where were they?
There was most certainly no beach.
I think it was just like a campfire. It looked like they were sitting on...
It looked like they were on like a beach.
At a beach campfire, but what they were at was a desert campfire.
Mm-hmm. Just like a fire pit in the backyard of her hotel room.
Wait, literally though, that's probably truly what it was.
Yeah. But I just can't get over the dodgeball group date. And
yeah, so then the next date, they go to play dodgeball.
I mean, and I had a feeling that it was going to be some, like, overly masculine sporting event, as it usually is, whether it's, like, football or... I think they went like roller skating or something on Hannah's. I can't remember, but all of these.
Yeah, they,
like,
played football. Which one they played football and they, like, got aggressive?
Becca.
I think they did like a wrestling thing once on a season.
Probably.
But yeah, so it's dodgeball, which I forget grown-ups play dodgeball. And the winning team gets to go and spend more time with Claire.
Right. But she decided to switch it up and turn it into strip dodgeball.
Yeah.
So, which I think that's fun. I mean, it was more interesting watching strip dodgeball than it would have just to watch normal dodgeball. Like, let's definitely add the stakes.
I'm, you know, would I do it? Probably. Honestly. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm like, would I do it? No, but I would. In the moment, I'd be like, well, it's now or never.
Now or never.
I get the apprehension around it. Also, they were wearing jock straps, right?
They were full-blown jock straps.
So balls aren't even out, okay? Jock straps, for those of you who don't know, basically is just like a bra for your package.
Dick and balls.
Yeah, it's like bare ass, but it's like holding in the front.
Yeah.
So yeah, they did that. Some of the guys were like a little weird about it. And then, Blake was really mad that his team lost.
Well, I mean, Blake, you should have worked harder. I don't know.
This is what I felt like. So he was so mad because he's like, I should be spending more time with her. I should be with her. It's like, if we had won, I'd be with her. Blech. He seemed to me like a straight guy that was more upset that he lost a sporting thing than the time with Claire.
Oh, 100%. It was definitely more about the dodgeball than it was about Claire, but he was talking about it being Claire because he didn't want to have to fess up to the fact that he hasn't played dodgeball since middle school and wasn't prepared for it.
Yeah, I would just be like, I haven't done this in like 25 goddamn years. Nothing.
Something that I did notice, Chris Harrison is really showing up this season, like putting in the hours.
Well, they're all stuck there together. He's not out sightseeing like he usually is.
He is putting in the hours this season. He's been on both episodes multiple times during each episode, which we don't usually see.
Yeah, because he's probably bored in quarantine. He's being quarantined on the same place as they are. So he's probably bored in his room.
So he's like, yeah, might as well, like, get on the show or be on the show and make a little extra money. I bet he gets paid every time he's like, show.
I bet he gets paid a shit ton just like per season. Like,
for sure.
A lot. Yeah, and then they come back. So the guys that lost have to like walk of shame back to the house. So they
naked.
Have to,
she made them, they had to get fully naked.
Which is,
I think they had to take off their jock straps.
I mean, that's
Right?
I don't fully remember. There was a lot happening on screen at the time. And they blurred the jock straps the same as they did if they were naked.
So I don't know like what level they were at.
But anyway, they all go back. I'm like, interesting wielding of power from Claire. And then Yosef was not having that.
Not having it. I mean, definitely like the vibes of Luke P when Hannah made out with, like, when Hannah had the opportunity to hook up with the other guys in the final three, like fantasy suites or whatever. But he's like, you know, I'm not going to stand for something like this. Like, I would have liked her more if she wouldn't have humiliated you guys. She's not humiliating them.
And here's my thing about like all of that is that, yeah, you can feel that way. Like I would never want to be dating somebody who also was dating a bunch of other people and competing for this and like judging people purely on their bodies on like whether they're hot or not and stuff like that. That is not for me. That would not be my vibe. Also, I've never tried to get on The Bachelor. So like you knew what this was getting into it. You knew you had a kid getting into it. You knew things like this were going to happen getting into it. So you can't be all like holier than thou when you're here just the same as Kenny, the boy band manager. Okay.
Yeah. You're no better than anybody else. You're on the same playing field, except for Dale. Sorry.
Yeah.
Definitely not better than Dale, but everybody else, you're all the same place. You're all doing the same thing. You're all competing for the same woman. So.
And that's why I'm like, I get that, totally. I get if you wouldn't want to be with someone like that, but you're the one that signed up for someone like that.
So Blake is still upset over the fact that he did not win a dodgeball.
Pouting all over the place.
So he decides to go up to Claire in the middle of her mini group date with the winners. And interrupt and be like, hey, can I steal you away? And that guy, I don't even fucking know his name, but he was like, didn't you lose? Like,
He was like, didn't you lose?
The guy, I remember you guys, you losing. So
funny to me.
You know, he talks to her, whatever. The guys come over, all of them, like the fuck around gang, like just shows up. And like, they're all gonna like beat him up. In front of Claire. Came,
literally, you know what it looked like to me? Have you seen Pitch Perfect?
Yeah.
You know when they like go to the riff off? I'm like, these jabronis look like they're like going to a riff off against Anna literally, Kendrick and Rebel Wilson.
Like, they just show up with like
West Side Story, like snapping their fingers, walking
West Side Story. That's what it was. That's hysterical. No, they all show up like that. And they're like, you know, hey, like, what the fuck are you doing here? Sort of a vibe. And Blake finally, I mean, he's clearly embarrassed, but he finally gets up and he tries to go in for a kiss and she literally pushes him away.
Oof.
That was rough to watch.
It's always hard to watch.
Yeah, because, I mean, he does need to read the room. I mean, he showed up in the middle of a date that he wasn't supposed to be on. And all of the guys are there watching and he's going to go in for a kiss. Like,
yeah.
Bro.
Here's the thing though. Also, if she was really that into him, she would not have pushed him away.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? If it was Dale, she would not have pushed him away. And she would have turned to the guys and been like, I know guys, sorry. Can you just give us a minute? Like, I think she likes Blake for the sake of, she needs to like other people. And she's trying to right now. But yeah, I that's not a good sign. Even at the rose ceremony when she like pulls him aside and is like, here's the rose, you have nothing to worry about. You have something to worry about.
You have something to worry about. And that's that. So anyways, we end up not getting a rose ceremony this episode, which was kind of frustrating because I also saw another tweet that this girl did. I'm definitely posting later today. But she was like, so we're not getting a rose ceremony because we spent an hour on Jason's therapy session.
Yeah, truly. What was that? It was so long.
It was so long. And we had a whole big long break from Dale to the point where I was like, okay, I'm over all these guys. Can we bring back the hot guy now? And we did right off the bat, because you know we had to end the episode on a Dale note.
Oh, of course, because Dale, and now they're like painting Dale as the villain.
Which I'm interested to see why they're doing this. I think the guys are just jealous because Dale's getting all of the attention, which I would be too. She's very, very vocal about the fact that she is into him and much less into the other guys.
Oh, well, very much. And it's clearly jealousy, but listen, also, we can't trust anything that they're saying about, like, next week's episode, because everything so far has been editing, like, clickbait. Like, when they showed all the guys running in the previews the week before this, it seemed like something was going down, like something bad was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then it was just them running to get her gifts. I'm like,
that's it.
Come on.
The promos, I have to say, the marketing is chef's kiss. Like,
the editing is brilliant.
Wow. I honestly thought like there was some sort of crazy fight, and it just turns out Dale had to go get his dog perfume.
God bless.
God bless. Well, this episode was good. I'm very excited for next week, so we can finally have a rose ceremony and see like what the fuck else is going on in this season. I have lots of predictions in my brain, but I'm going to wait till next week to see, to put them out there. But as a reminder, make sure you guys rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And we will be back next week.
Betches.